The Hungry, Reading 6. The widow of Zarephath feeds Elijah, and the Lord provides. There is always enough good to go around. Share and receive. Reading from 1 Kings 17. And the word of Jehovah was unto him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which is of Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a woman there, a widow, to maintain thee. And he arose and went to Zarephath. And he came to the entrance of the city, and behold, a woman was there, a widow, picking up wood. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And she went to fetch it. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As Jehovah thy God lives, I do not have a cake, but a handful of meal in a jar, and a little oil in a bottle. And behold, I am picking up 2 pieces of wood, and will go in and make it for me and for my son, and we will eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Fear not. Come, do according to thy word. Only make for me a small cake of it first, and bring it out to me, and for thee and for thy son thou shalt make afterwards. For thus says Jehovah, the God of Israel, The jar of meal shall not be all consumed, neither shall the bottle of oil be wanting, until the day that Jehovah gives showers upon the face of the ground. And she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she ate, and he and her house, for many days. The jar of meal was not all consumed, and the bottle of oil was not wanting, according to the word of Jehovah, which he spoke by the hand of Elijah. When we feed others, the Lord gives us new life. Divine Love and Wisdom 368. The character of the love determines the character of the wisdom, and so the character of the person. The reason is that the character of the love and wisdom determines the character of the will and the intellect. For the will is the recipient vessel of love, and the intellect the recipient vessel of wisdom. And these two form the person and his character. Love is multifarious, so multifarious that its varieties are limitless, as can be seen from the human race on earth and in the heavens. One finds not one person or one angel so like another that there is no distinction between them. It is love that distinguishes them, for everyone is the embodiment of his own love. People suppose that it is wisdom that distinguishes them, but wisdom is the product of love, wisdom being its form. For love is the essence of life, and wisdom is the expression of life springing from that essence. True Christian Religion 406. Every person, taken singly, is the neighbor who is to be loved, but he should be loved according to the quality of his good. Man was not born for his own sake, but for the sake of others. That is, so that he should not live for himself alone, but for others. Otherwise, no society could hold together, nor could there be any good in it. The common saying goes that each person is his own neighbor, but the doctrine of charity teaches us how we ought to understand this. In what way each person ought to be his own neighbor can be seen from this analogy. Everyone ought to provide his body with food. This is the first consideration. But for the purpose of having a healthy mind in a healthy body, everyone also ought to provide his mind with the food it needs, such things as fall within the domain of intelligence and judgment. But in order that he may, as a result, be in a position to be of service to his fellow citizen, his community, country, the church, and so the Lord. Anyone who does this provides well for himself forever. This shows plainly what is first in time and what is first in purpose. And it is this which all else has in view. This is also like someone building a house. First he lays the foundations, but the purpose of the foundations is the building of a house. And the purpose of the house is to be somewhere to live. Anyone who thinks being his own neighbor comes first or takes the leading position is like someone who regards the foundations as the purpose, rather than having somewhere to live, when in fact this is the first and last purpose in building, and the house with its foundations is only a means to this end. Questions. What is our primary obligation? Is it to repent, to do good, or to obey the Lord? Is this a false dilemma? How can we work to keep the end in view, a life of love to the Lord and charity to the neighbor, when we are working on our own repentance? Or in other words, how do we work to feed others when we know how hungry we are ourselves? If the woman represents a person of the church and Elijah represents the Lord in his word, how can someone give water and food to the Lord?